Durindel sat by her side, and both felt sad. They knew not why, but it seemed as if they were to be parted from one another forever. They had wandered a long way, and when they looked to see which way they should go home, they found themselves at a loss to know which path to take. The sun was setting fast, and already half of its circle had sunk behind the hill. Durindel, on a sudden, looked behind him, and saw through the bushes that they had, without knowing it, sat down close under the old walls of the castle. Then he shrank for fear, turned pale, and trembled. Jorinda was just singing. "The ring-dove sang from the willow spray. Well-a-day, well-a-day. He mourned for the fate of his darling mate. Well-a-day." Her song stopped suddenly. Jorindel turned to see the reason, and beheld his Jorinda changed into a nightingale, so that her song ended with a mournful chug-chug. An owl with fiery eyes flew three times round them, and three times screamed, "To-woo, to-woo, to-woo!" Durindel could not move. He stood fixed as a stone, and could neither weep nor speak, nor stir hand or foot. And now the sun went quite down. The gloomy night came. The owl flew into a bush, and a moment after, the old fairy came forth, pale and meagre, with staring eyes.